ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, October 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. We've got a lot of big election news for you today. We have some highlights of President Trump last night at the Al Smith charity dinner, where he was just killing it, just killing it. And we've reached this point now in pop culture or entertainment culture, just like with Saturday Night Live now, roasting Kamala Harris, roasting Joe Biden, roasting Tim Walz. A few of the speakers got up there last night, like Jim Gaffigan, comedian Jim Gaffigan, and roasted the Democrats yet again. But see, good humor has to have an element of truth or an element of irony. There has to be something that makes it catch. So when the Democrats have their attempt at humor against Donald Trump, none of it lands because it's all made up. It's all garbage. But when comedian Jim Gaffigan gets up there and makes fun of the Democrats for running a coup against Joe Biden, that's the truth, and so it works. And you had that dirty rat, Chuck Schumer, sitting right next to the podium. You had Michael Bloomberg blushing and looking embarrassed the whole time, sitting right beneath the podium. It was, and truly Trump was in prime fashion, as you say. But that doesn't stop the Democrats from lying, saying, oh, he's exhausted. He can't do interviews. He's doing multiple campaign events a day. I mean, you should see the schedule that he just released. Multiple campaign events per day. He's doing interviews, podcast after podcast. And then they just say, they're hiding him. He's exhausted. He can't cut it. This is the latest attack. And then Kamala Harris comes out and says that at a rally, a campaign event that nobody attends. Again, they're not talking about Harris crowd size anymore. Are they? Are they? So, we've got all that for you. But this election news is key, and it's not good. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. It is not good. And for somebody that's, at this point, predicting a Trump victory, some of this news has me rethinking and makes me think Georgia might now be up for grabs. Yeah. Based off of something Marjorie Taylor Greene reported today on the Alex Jones Show, and then based off of what a judge has done in Fulton County, that's Atlanta, they're going for the steal in Georgia. And they wouldn't be doing this unless they could win it. And they wouldn't be doing it unless they're going to do it all the way. They're not going to cheat and lose. They're going to cheat and win. And so this has me majorly concerned with an election that I think is going to be, I think the winner could get 270. I mean, that's how close I have this thing. So that has me concerned. Now, some of the other news that we'll bring up is relevant, and yet it doesn't necessarily change the outcome as far as I'm concerned, because I already had Trump losing these states because of the steal anyway. And yet the news that we're seeing is very relevant. So we're going to have that. You know, people are wondering, what is Joe Biden up to? Where's Joe Biden? Well, he actually traveled to Germany. So I'll tell you what Joe Biden is doing in Germany today. You got that going on. And then what else are they doing in Pennsylvania besides just the attempt to do the mail-in ballot without voter signature verification or address verification? What else are they doing to try to steal Pennsylvania? Will it work? Some other news that goes into that whole picture as well.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate CMOS, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
Hours and 53 minutes until election day. We're in it. We are in it. On this Friday InfoWars War Room transmission, your election headquarters with big election news for you today. Now, some of this news is important, and yet I don't think it will change the outcome of the election. And yet it's important because we should be looking at this stuff and saying there's something wrong here. And really, mail-in voting shouldn't even be allowed, shouldn't even be legal. You can have absentee voting and some other situations where you can't get to the polls or what have you, but mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting has to stop. Just mass sending out ballots has to stop. Just wide open for corruption, wide open for fraud. It's ludicrous. And yet here we are. Sierra Madre man in California finds stack of mail-in ballots in storm drain weeks ahead of election. The man says he found a stack of election ballots stuffed inside a storm drain, and now he's speaking out about the discovery. Jay Sinise was doing some landscape work at his home when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house, nearly a dozen mail-in ballots. When he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out, he noticed the addresses were from his Arcadia neighbors a block away. Quote, "We're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain. I pull a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. Of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed like a strange place for ballots to be. Tried to return them to the post office, but it was already closed." And it looks like we got a news report up on this, guys. I don't know if we can get this audio, and we'll hear directly from the guy. So, a dozen mail-in ballots sent to a single address, and then they just discard them? And you're not supposed to be concerned about the mail-in ballot situation, even though in 2020, after investigations were done, they found out mail-in ballots were shipped to gas stations, casinos, empty parking lots. No, this mail-in ballot situation is just ripe for fraud. And so here's the man who discovered them talking to the local media.
Brian and Sierra Madre, just weeks before the November 5th election, a stack of ballots in a storm drain.
As Eyewitness News reporter Sid Garcia tells us, it's a reminder to contact your registrar of voters if your ballot doesn't show up in the mail.
Jason Ace was doing some landscape work at his Sierra Madre home Saturday when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house. Nearly a dozen mail-in ballots, he says he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out and noticed the addresses were from his Arcadia neighbors a block away.
And of course, we're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain, so I got down on my hands and knees and dug around a little bit and started pulling it out. And I pull out a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads and Aldi, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. And, of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed a strange place for ballots to be.
He says he tried to return them to the nearby post office, but they were already closed. Yesterday being a holiday, he wasn't able to return them either. His guess is someone went around the neighborhood opening up the mailboxes and emptying them. What the thieves didn't want, they dumped in the storm drain. He shared with us that he doesn't receive a lot of mail. He explains for him, it's safer.
I'm one of these people who's gotten almost everything now coming in paperless. I don't get a lot of personal mail. The only thing I get these days that might be like...
So the whole thing is a mystery. Oh, we don't know where the ballots came from, how they got there. Somebody was stealing mail and dumped them in a storm drain. Okay. I don't really buy that. That doesn't make sense to me. But whatever. That's the best logical conclusion they can reach, I suppose. No, my guess is they sent out a bunch of ballots to what they believed was a Democrat house and hoped they'd send them all back for Democrat votes. And the house said, what are these? We don't want these, and just trashed them. But who knows? Point is, this mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, is voter fraud waiting to happen. It was part of the big steal of 2020. They'll do it again in 2024. And it's not just California where this is going on. And you've had all kinds of similar stories where people getting mail-in ballots for people that don't even live at the residence anymore. You've had UPS, you've had United States Postal Service workers blowing the whistle saying, yeah, we get all these mail-in ballots. I'm told to take them across state lines. I don't know what's going on. And it's just so frustrating. You can't even have an honest conversation about the party protecting democracy, or you can't have an honest conversation with the party protecting democracy. There is no voter fraud. No election has any voter fraud, unless, of course, Trump wins, and then it was stolen by the Russians, or it was foreign interference or some other thing. Or if George Bush wins, then it was hanging chads or people in Florida not able to figure out how to vote. You know, when the Democrats lose, it's never legitimate. But when you sit here and bring up real issues like mail-in ballot fraud, oh no. Oh no. Here's another one. This just broke this morning. Vanderbilt election officials unsure why 300 absentee ballots were marooned in Louisville. They're just gone. Mail-in ballot fraud. The mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, ripe for fraud, and that's why the Democrats love it so much. Now, is it going to change the results in Kentucky? Probably not. Is it going to change the results in California? Probably not. But it doesn't change the reality of the situation. We have to stop this. Mail-in ballots should never be counted. We shouldn't even do it. We shouldn't send them out. No. And so a lot of people realize this, that it's ripe for corruption. They don't want it happening in their states. They don't want it happening in their local elections. Like the mayor of in Wausau, Wisconsin, who's now been raided. Wisconsin's leftist attorney general orders raid on Wausau mayor's home, seizes wife's cell phone after mayor removes ballot drop box. Those Democrats need their mail-in ballots, don't they? Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General Josh Call and his Department of Justice have taken aggressive action against Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. The DOJ raided the conservative mayor's home and office on Wednesday, reportedly in connection to his controversial removal of an unsecured absentee ballot drop box outside City Hall. The Democrats love their drop boxes. Sources close to the investigation have told the Federalist that law enforcement seized multiple electronic devices, including the cell phone of Denny's wife. Denny made headlines when he personally removed the drop box himself. There it is on the screen. He did it himself with a dolly. Good for him. Sounds like the people of Wausau have a good mayor. And so leave it to the leftist attorney general to stop him from protecting his residents. So he personally removed the drop box outside City Hall, arguing that the city should never decide, arguing that the city council should decide whether it was needed rather than simply adhering to a state mandate championed by liberal strongholds. So he's saying, hey, this is a local issue. We don't want it here. You just placed it here because the Democrats at the state level told you to. He gets rid of it. And then they raid his house, his offices, and take electronic devices. That's what they did. Don't get in the way of a Democrat election fraud. And don't speak out about it either, or they send you to prison. So you try to stop mail-in ballot drop box fraud. They send the DOJ after you. They take your electronic devices. They raid your home and office. You call out election theft, and then they send you to prison. But hey, that's the party of democracy. They have nothing to hide. Don't you know? Nothing to hide. So the Democrats, they're going to take Wisconsin, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. Yeah, Trump would win if it was a fair election. Trump would win if it was a legal election. It won't be. Can't you see? The Democrats at the Supreme Court in Wisconsin made sure they can steal it. Made sure they had the voter mail-in ballots. Made sure they didn't have voter signature verification. And to the local mayors that are trying to do something about it, they go raid their homes and shut them down. You can't remove that mail-in drop box. The Democrats need that to win. So they come after you. They're stealing Wisconsin. Now I'm concerned they're going to steal Georgia. This is my big concern. And if they do steal Georgia, I don't think Trump has a path to victory. This is my big concern now. Trump needs Georgia. Because where I see it, they're still going to take Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And I understand why people are all happy and looking at the polls, and Trump is leading in these states now. He's leading in Wisconsin. He's leading in Michigan. He's leading in Pennsylvania. He's polling better there than he did in 2016, 2020. Forget about it. Forget about it. The Republicans are losing the legal effort to stop these states from being stolen. So they're going to steal them. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But I just got to call it as I see it. And they wouldn't be going through all these actions, making sure these vote, mail-in vote ballot drop boxes stay there, deleting all the footage, all the surveillance footage of the people dropping their ballots off, getting rid of voter signature verification, having 10-to-1 Democrat poll watchers. They wouldn't be fighting these fights in court. They wouldn't be having it out at the court level if they weren't planning to steal it. Isn't it obvious? And then you have Georgia. So Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on with the Alex Jones Show today and breaks huge news, and she's following up on this, and I'm sure she'll have some follow-up reports. Maybe she'll put some videos up on her ex account. And I don't know if we have the clip from the show or not, but this is scary for obvious reasons. And some follow-up is going to be needed, obviously. I think that the Republicans felt that they had Georgia in the bag because they did have some victories at the legal level. They caught some of the voter fraud. They ID'd some of the voter fraud. They found them triple counting ballots in Atlanta. So they were like, okay, we can check this off the list. Looks like we can have a victory here. Well, then you had the judge yesterday with the new ruling, and you've got early voting going on right now, the most early votes of all time, by 100,000, actually by more than 100,000. On day one, more early votes in Georgia by 100,000, the previous number, on day one of early voting. Now, Republicans are saying this is good news for them. I don't know why they would. The last time they set the record for early voting in Georgia was 2020. So what are we going to see now? Donald Trump gets 80 million votes. Kamala Harris gets 90 million votes. I mean, these numbers are getting ridiculous. This is like Barry Bonds hitting 75 home runs with a size 13 head. We know what's going on here. He's using steroids. We know what's going on here. This is not a legitimate result. This is not a legitimate number. So here's Marjorie Taylor Greene with, to me, this is devastating news. And if they follow this up and find out it's true and find out it's happening statewide, and there were already some follow-ups today just via X when Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the show, people on X saying, I voted in Georgia, I had this issue and they fixed it, or I voted in Georgia, didn't have this issue, I voted in Georgia and I heard the same thing, but I didn't have this issue. So there's already some commentary going around after she broke this news. This is devastating. The Trump campaign needs to be on the ground in Georgia. They need to be getting action at the state level, at the local level. This is going to change. This could change the result of the entire election. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today on the Alex Jones Show.
So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district. And so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district. Now, remember, we're a swing state and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote and we have the Dominion machines. And you mark, you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. They mark Donald Trump, and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy, and each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it and my printed ballot, I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over, and they went through it several times and it kept on making the same error, kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today, because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up, and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct, because that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020. But there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, extremely important swing states. They never fixed their election laws after 2020. And then you add on to that the amount of concerns that we have about people being sent emails overseas, telling them how to obtain an absentee ballot and telling them how to send it in by email, literally sending it in electronically, how to vote in our elections from overseas. There, the list goes on and on and on. And then you add on the number of illegal aliens that we are concerned voting in our elections. There's a good reason why people are skeptical. There's a good reason why people don't trust our elections, rightfully so.
So more follow-up from Marjorie Taylor Greene, it looks like, there on her Instagram account. You got to make sure you double-check that receipt that they give you after you vote and make sure that they got the right answers there. Make sure you're getting the right results before you turn that thing in. Now, Georgia is a red state. I'd say 60-65% of Georgia is a red state. And they really talk and think like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, it's not just red Republican, it's like red-blooded American. And so they have taken a lot of action, and they have done a lot of good things to ensure their vote. And now right here, as soon as early voting starts, you get this story, and then you get this judge the day before early voting starts. Or was it the day of? Basically, right at the buzzer, the judge comes in, Fulton County judge, strikes down 7 new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after polls close and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it is illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Oh, we don't want you watching the drop boxes. Okay. We don't want to hand count the ballots. We want to rely on the machine numbers. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure there was a math teacher that I ever had that didn't make you either show your work or double check your work. But, oh, the voting in Georgia? Nah. All these mail-in ballot drop boxes. Nope, not going to surveil them. It's a free-for-all. Hand-counting ballots to make sure we got the right result? Nope, not interested. Not going to do that. I wonder if Kamala Harris will weigh in on this, because she had something to say about paper ballots and hand-counting them. In 2019, she said this on The View in clip 9.
You've been saying that it's time for us to go back to paper ballots. Why?
Because Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
That's there
right.
You go.
There you go.
And they all agree. And then the Capitol. And I mean, again, I don't know what's so funny. But okay, I guess that's a joke. It's, you know. Will she comment on this? Does she have a problem now that Georgia doesn't want to hand count? Here she is again. In March of 2019, paper ballots are the smartest, safest way to ensure your vote is secure against attacks by foreign actors. So this is when they were selling you the Russian collusion lie. But now in Georgia, they won't hand count the paper ballots. They won't even surveil the mail-in drop boxes. And Kamala Harris, who's now the presidential candidate, is silent. The vice president and the Democrat nominee is silent on an issue that she was spearheading in 2019 and 2018 when she went to Congress as a senator with a voting machine and showed how they could be hacked. And now she's silent on the issue. Folks, I call it as I see it. That's my job. Georgia is now up for grabs. You heard it here first.
Why does the whole world sound like Alex Jones now? Why does Elon Musk sound just like me? Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand, the list goes on and on.
Can I tell you, this is crazy, but a few years ago, I interviewed Alex Jones. One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about early puberty and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard educated, Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's because what I've been covering on the air for over 30 years is from the globalists' own documents, their own battle plans, their own white papers, their own publications. And when I first got on air 30 years ago, I looked back at what the globalists said they would do in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and I saw that they'd gotten almost all of it done. So then I said, wow, these folks pretty much are in control, trying to get full control. I better look into what their future plans were. And it's absolutely hellish. 80% forced global depopulation, making the humans that are still alive be biomedically controlled with poisons and things introduced to their bodies when they're young. So the medical system has complete control over you for the rest of your life. No borders, the destruction of the nuclear family, pedophilia being normalized, literally a satanic world government system. And if you look at everything that we've been exposing, it's all out in the open now. The enemy has taken off the mask. And they knew that as this system goes from beta to operational, as it begins to emerge in everybody's face, that we're going to have incredible credibility. And that's why they need us off the air. Because my work, my most important work, isn't the past. It's what we're going to do in the present and the future. So regardless of what happens to InfoWars, in 28 days from the time I'm taping this, on Tuesday, October 15th, if you simply support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, we will work with the sponsor and ensure that not just my show, but our investigative reports and everything that we're currently doing, and hopefully in the future expanding, continues on. But we cannot do it without you. So when you call in thanking me, I always say back, what? I want to thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. You're the reason we've had all this incredible success. So I salute you and thank you for your past support. And I tell you now, look at the world. Look at our credibility. Look at everything that's happening. The public's mind and hearts and souls are ready for the truth. And our most important work is just now beginning. So please keep me on the air one way or another. It's in your hands, not the globalist hands. They're not in control of this. It's you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get incredible supplements like Ultimate CMOS gummies. And now we have the powdered pills that are twice as strong as the gummies. It is the superfood. It is mixed with a whole bunch of other incredible superfoods that turbocharge it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and look at the ingredients and research them for yourself. And then most importantly, order a bottle and try it. And I know you're going to be hooked. You're going to love it. Stamina, libido, focus, energy, your health, your immune system, all electrochemical activities have to have iodine. And that's just one of the naturally occurring compounds that is in the Ultimate CMOS from Irish CMOS and more. And then, ladies and gentlemen, all of these amazing Patriot Design t-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, new ones are being added every day. There's over 120 different designs on the site. Wristbands, bumper stickers, it's all there on the site, all about spreading the word and meeting like-minded people in the third dimension while you keep the tip of the spear on the air. So now it is go time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get amazing supplements. Get amazing Patriot clothing. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people and keep our broadcasts on the air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, I hope there is a sense of urgency here, but I'm just not getting it. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene. What about the rest of the Georgia Republicans? What about the Trump campaign? And I understand the RNC is just knees deep in litigation right now leading up to the election. But it's like this is happening now. You've already got, you're going to have millions of people early voting in Georgia. So, I mean, you got to get on the ground now and find out what the hell's going on. And then how are you going to say, and it doesn't even matter. They'll appeal this decision. They might even reverse the decision with this judge. It doesn't matter. The votes are being tabulated now. See how it's all done by design? This is all done by design. All of this timing is worked out for the Democrats. So maybe this decision by the judge sticks. Can't hand count ballots. Can't surveil the drop boxes. I mean, that's ridiculous. What if somebody comes and steals a drop box? See, so in Wisconsin, the mayor says this drop box is illegitimate. It's ripe for voter fraud. I'm taking it down. Oh, he's being investigated. Well, what if somebody in Georgia goes and takes a drop box? Well, we don't have video surveillance now. Oh, how convenient. So is it a problem or is it not? So right on early voting day, the judge says no hand counting of ballots, no video surveillance of drop boxes, right on election day. So even if the decision is appealed and they reverse it, doesn't matter. It's already played out. They're already having the issues in Georgia, it's being reported. They're already stuffing mail-in ballots to the drop boxes with no video surveillance. It's election day. We're in the election. It's happening right now. Where is the sense of urgency? Unbelievable. It's the same deal with this judge in D.C., Chutkin, releasing the new evidence. There's nothing. They have nothing on Trump, this new evidence that they released. There's nothing. If they had something, they'd have Trump on this by now. They have nothing. They just released this, and then they generate the headlines. They generate the press. They try to bring back their big issue of January 6th. Oh, yeah, right as the election is starting, right as early voting is starting. Ridiculous. So it's kind of a misnomer. I come on the air. I mean, we're 18 days to the election, 17 days and some odd hours. Really, we are in the election right now. The election is actually going on right now. Multiple states early voting, multiple swing states early voting. And we already have issues being reported, and we already have judges changing laws. So really, we're in the election right now. But it's almost like everybody's kind of got this, like we're numb. And believe me, I get it. This has been the longest election cycle ever. It's been a knockdown, drag out. Everybody's ready to get it over. And it's just like, ugh. But here we are in the election. Massive problems now in Georgia. A Trump state that he needs to win, that the Democrats took in 2020. And we're just watching it all happen, and we're just watching it play out again. So no, I'm not sitting here doomer pilling, black pilling. This is what's going on, okay? If I'm sitting in the broadcast booth of the Yankees, Indians, now the Guardians, ALCS game, and I'm a Yankees fan, and the Cleveland Indians hit a home run, well, what am I going to say? Oh, no, it's not a home run. It didn't go over the wall. No, that was a home run. They won the game. They hit a home run. So that's what's going on in Georgia. The Democrats are hitting home runs. They're in the game. They know it's election day. Thank God for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, good Lord. It's like, do people even, I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Do they just not care? Do they not realize what's going to happen? Some of us do. Some of us have been through the ringer. Some of us have been to prison. Some of us have been through the lawfare. Some of us have been censored. Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, your cost of living is going to double with another 4 years of this. You know, that'll be the least of your problems. You'll be visiting family members in prison. You'll be trying to start a company. You won't be able to make any money. You'll try to find your favorite conservative talk show host. They'll be gone. But hey, I get it. I mean, the RNC is fighting all these other legal battles. And, you know, Trump's campaigning. And, you know, I guess the governor of Georgia is just, he doesn't care. Whatever, as long as he gets to stay in power, I guess he doesn't give a damn. So then you got this news out of Detroit, where again, so it's the same thing. So you notice in the states that Trump won in 2016, where the Democrats have their hands on the legal levers of power here, they're doing all the exact same things. No voter signature verification, mail-in voting out the wazoo. No surveillance of the drop boxes. RNC files lawsuit against Detroit for deleting ballot box surveillance footage. Oh, they're just erasing the evidence.
Yes.
They're not cheating, though. No, they have nothing to hide. They're just hiding the evidence. We would never use mail-in ballots and stuff them into the drop boxes to rig and steal and cheat in an election. Of course not. Oh, okay, can we see the surveillance footage? Absolutely not. Delete it, delete it. Delete the footage. Delete the evidence. Delete it. Hide it quickly. Oh, and then a judge will come out and say, you know what? It's illegal to even have surveillance of the ballot drop boxes. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. It's illegal to have surveillance of your front door. It's illegal to have surveillance in your front yard, your garage, and your backyard. It's illegal for a company to have surveillance. You can't have surveillance. It's unconstitutional. So, of course, at a mail-in drop box where our elections are at stake, you can't have video surveillance of that. That's illegal. That's unconstitutional. And he declares it right as the election starts. I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, the Republicans are appealing it. They'll probably win. They'll already be stuffing the ballots with a million votes. I mean, this is bad. This is how corrupt our country is. This is how corrupt the Democrat Party is. It's just like, it's right in front of your eyes. So, wow. Wow. And then Chutkin, the corrupt judge in D.C., oh, we're just going to release these files right as the election starts, too, to make Trump look bad. There's nothing there. They have nothing. It's all political gamesmanship. Judge Chutkin unseals 2,000 pages of evidence from Jack Smith's D.C. case against Trump less than 3 weeks before election. Election meddling, election interference. And then it's all them. Trump calls judge overseeing his January 6th case the most evil person. He's also called Jack Smith a sick puppy. Both of those quotes were from his interview with Dan Bongino yesterday. But Trump doesn't do interviews. Trump doesn't do interviews, they say. They say Trump is exhausted and he doesn't do interviews. No, he does at least one interview a day and at least one campaign event today. In fact, he's in Detroit right now. We should have eyes on that. Maybe we can go with a mini box. Trump skips another interview. Clearly, he's exhausted. What? Skipping interviews? Exhausted? This guy's running around 24/7. I don't know how he does it. And then Kamala Harris, on her campaign where nobody shows up anymore, is just making things up. Just making things up out of nowhere. Just making things up out of thin air. And then saying the same thing. Oh, Trump's skipping interviews. He's exhausted. He can't handle it anymore. Clip 10.
And now he is ducking debates and canceling interviews. Come on. And check this out. His own campaign team recently said it is because of exhaustion. Well, if you are exhausted on the campaign trail, it raises real questions about whether you are fit for the toughest job in the world.
Got a little bit of a new accent there, too.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. You can't even keep up with Donald Trump. You're the one that's being hid from the media. You're the one that got installed with like 90 days till the election and then didn't even do a press conference. I don't even think she's done a single press conference. Haven't even done an interview until 20 days till the election. And now they're so bad that you're bombing them you used to have some decent-sized rallies when you first announced. Now nobody goes to your rallies. You get maybe 500, 1,000 people at your rally, so they can't talk about your crowd size. She just makes this stuff up. By the way, Trump, again, he just released his schedule for like the next 10 days. Multiple rallies, multiple interviews, nearly every single day. But he's exhausted. He can't keep up. Some of these events were supposed to be small events. And then he just says, nope, I want to have a big campaign rally. We're doing it big. Oh, he's exhausted. He can't keep up. What a joke. Which, of course, we've been saying about Biden, and then they pull him from the race, but they said he was so sharp. He was sharp as a tack. Energy levels off the charts. It's just, these people are just such liars. And it's all for politics. It's all for power. It's all they care about. And it's like a game. And it's almost offensive when you're sitting up there watching the Al Smith dinner, and we got the clips, we'll play them in the next hour. It's actually offensive. You're watching this, and you got all these Democrats in the room and all these members of the corrupt media, and they are all hobnobbing with Trump and, you know, shaking his hand and smiles and everything because they know it's all bullcrap. Everything they say about him, all the attacks, they know it's all bullcrap. It's all political. Trump is not this demon they make him out to be. He's not a racist. He's not a Nazi. He's not a threat to democracy. He's not a threat to the Republic. He's not a dictator. He's none of these things. And they all know it. And then they see him in person and they want to shake his hand and they want to have a picture with him and they're smiling and clinking glasses. Oh, but then they go on TV. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's a threat to the Republic. He hates the country. Oh, he's exhausted. Really, who didn't show up to the Al Smith dinner? Kamala Harris? First time the Democrat candidate has not showed up to the Al Smith dinner since 1984. And that's when Reagan defeated Mondale in a landslide. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that was the last time. Maybe it's Harris that's too tired. Maybe it's Harris that's exhausted. Maybe it's Harris that's pulling her hair out and bashing her head into the wall after a disastrous interview with Bret Baier. And I'm not even going to play that weird deal that they did with her and Molly Shannon and videoed it into the dinner. It was just, you want to talk about weird. It wasn't funny. It was just stupid. It's just like everything else they do. It's totally forced, totally inorganic. It's like alien. I mean, it's like these are aliens. But don't you see, it's all a game. They know everything they say about Trump is a lie. They know all. It's all just politics. It's all just power. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Speaking of dodging debates, though, the New Mexico congressional seat number 2, the Democrat decided he's going to no-show for the debate. Isn't that nice? Clip 13.
Tonight we hoped to bring you a debate for the 2nd congressional district seat. You know, 2 years ago, we hosted the only televised debate for what's often been known as the Southern New Mexico seat. Well, this year, after months of back and forth, the campaigns of Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez and Republican former Representative Yvette Harrell just couldn't agree on a date. We decided we'll set a date. That's tonight. Representative Vasquez's campaign declined our offer.
Not interested, the Democrat gave Gabe Vasquez. Not interested. I was getting to this point earlier. I got off track. Trump is coming to Austin, apparently, and he's going to be doing, well, certainly he's on record. He's going to be doing a podcast with the Undertaker of WWF, WWE fame on his 6 Feet Under podcast. That's going to be great. And then the word is he's going to go on Rogan as well. The word was Harris was going to go on Rogan. I don't think that's going to happen. If she can't do 30 minutes with Bret Baier, you think she can do 3 hours with Joe Rogan? So the rumor is Trump will do Rogan, and he might be doing it in this same tour through Austin where he's going on with the Undertaker. So you got that going on. And you've got Elon Musk, who's campaigning for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, and he'll be doing a series of these events. And CNN is having a total meltdown because he's getting huge audience numbers, not just live, but also on social media. And he's telling it like it is. He's telling the truth like this in clip 11.
All right, new this morning, people pouring over the words from Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, who seemed to promote election lies and other falsehoods while stumping for Donald Trump at a solo town hall in Pennsylvania. CNN's Marshall Cohen here to explain. Good morning, Marshall.
John, good morning to you. Elon Musk, on his social media platform almost every single day, promotes election disinformation, but he took his show on the road last night for this first solo town hall on behalf of Trump, promoting Trump's campaign, where he brought up some of these 2020 conspiracy theories. I'll play for you a clip of what he said, but do not believe everything you hear. We will fact check it after the clip. Take a listen.
When you have mail-in ballots and no sort of proof of citizenship, it becomes almost impossible to prove cheating is the issue. There are some very strange things that happen that are statistically incredibly unlikely. There's always a sort of question of, like, say, the Dominion voting machines. It is weird that I think they're used in Philadelphia and in Maricopa County, but not in a lot of other places. Doesn't that seem like a heck of a coincidence?
All right, so there's three things here that I want to break down for mm-hmm. you. Number one, he said with mail-in ballots, it's almost impossible to find fraud. That's completely false. All the experts I speak to say
that the
systems are in place. There are plenty of safeguards. It's actually pretty easy to find fraud, and fraud is extremely rare.
Of course,
ballots are paper trails. There's barcodes. Everything there is verified. Number two, he said Dominion machines were in Maricopa and Philadelphia. So that's Phoenix and Philadelphia. Well, they were in Maricopa, but Dominion was not in Philadelphia, period. So he just got that one wrong. And number three, regardless of where there were Dominion machines, the results were accurate. Democratic and Republican officials from Phoenix.
Yes, as long as the Democrat wins, then they're always accurate. All right. Get the Q-tip off the stage there. You have to understand the psychology of these people to understand how and why they operate like they do. It's an unspoken understanding. It's an unspoken pact. It's an unspoken agreement. They don't have to call each other up and say, hey, we need to say this. We need to do this. We need to attract Trump on this. We need to protect the mail-in vote. We need to keep the voting machines. They don't have to call each other up and communicate these issues. They all inherently know it. And in their own minds, they justify lying, cheating, and stealing. That's why they call you racists. That's why they call you bigots. That's why they call you Nazis. That's why they call you traitors, a threat to the republic, a threat to democracy, whatever it is, because then that's their justification in their own minds. So they, in their own minds, depict you, whether they believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's all these mental gymnastics. It's all this psychological game that they play with themselves. So they convince themselves that you're the worst person ever, and then they know what has to be done to defeat you, and they justify it saying, yes, we will have to lie, cheat, and steal to defeat these people, but it's a good thing because they're Nazis. So yeah, I mean, voting machines are a problem, but let's not talk about that right now. We need to defeat these people. Yeah, mail-in ballots are ripe with fraud, and we get rid of voter ID, and we get rid of voter signature verification, but let's just say that it's totally good to go. It's totally legit, and we have all kinds of mechanisms to make sure there's no fraud. Let's just say that, yeah. Because we got to defeat these Nazis. We got to defeat these bigots. We got to defeat these racists. We got to defeat these misogynists, these sexists. We got to defeat them. So it's this unspoken agreement. And they're all channeled into this energy. They're all channeled into this psychology. So yeah, they have no shame. They're all in on it. So they'll try to intimidate you, specifically in Pennsylvania. Trump supporters in Pennsylvania targeted with threatening letters from the radical left. Your visible support of Trump comes with a price. You put a Trump yard sign in your front yard, and then these leftists send you threatening letters. Because they're so loving, don't you know? They'd beat you to death with their politics. Now, we played that clip of Kamala yesterday, the complete just mumbo jumbo about you can't even get a photocopy of an ID. I don't even know. I mean, it was just complete nonsense. You already have Antonio Brown, who was a famous Pittsburgh Steeler. He's going to be campaigning and registering people to vote at the Steelers game this Sunday night. And then you have Le'Veon Bell, who was also a famous Pittsburgh Steeler running back. He posted that Kamala Harris video on his ex account and is laughing at her. I mean, this woman is a joke. This woman is a laughingstock. You have Pittsburgh Steelers players coming out against Kamala Harris. Maybe the Philadelphia players are a little too nervous too, but I don't really think they're big Kamala supporters either. A lot of Christians on that team. A lot of former players that are Christians. But that's, you know, they don't know. They might not want to deal with that. And so there's this back and forth now with ratings. Who's getting better ratings? Well, the Kamala Harris headquarters is bragging that 7 million people watched the Fox News interview. Really, that's because Fox News has the biggest audience in cable news. And the other reason for that is it's the same reason why, you know, if you post a video of a car crash or a train crash or a plane crash on the internet, it gets millions of views. People like watching crashes. And so, yeah, the Kamala Harris interview is basically a car crash. It was also on in prime time. And then they say the Trump interview only had 3 million viewers. Well, the Trump is doing so many interviews now, it's kind of like old hat. Plus, Trump was not on during prime time. He was during daytime when there's a lot less viewers, usually less than half the viewers. So none of that adds up. But I'm glad 7 million people saw Kamala Harris's train wreck. But then there's the social media numbers. The Harris live rally had 120,000 viewers. The Elon Musk, he's not even running. So Harris running for president, 120,000 views. Elon Musk campaigning for Trump, 6.6 million views. So really, no, Harris, you're not winning the ratings battle either.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.